So, low-dose naltrexone, LDN. Gotta admit, the first time I saw that on our list of topics, I was like, LDN, huh? Sounds kind of not clinical, maybe not that exciting. But
Yeah.
then I dug into the material you sent over,
Yeah.
and wow, this stuff is wild. We're talking about a drug originally used for opioid addiction that's now being studied for everything from autoimmune diseases to cancer.
It is intriguing, isn't it? This whole idea that a drug designed for one purpose could have these ripple effects across completely different areas of health. It really makes you wonder what else we might be overlooking in medicine.
Absolutely. So let's break this down for our listeners. What exactly ISLDN and how does it go from like blocking opioid receptors to potentially treating something like, say, Crohn's disease?
Okay, so at its core, LDN is naltrexone. It's a medication that's been around for a while. Traditionally, it's been used to help people overcome opioid and alcohol dependence. The low dose part is key, though, right? With LDN, we're talking about a much smaller dose than what's used for addiction treatment.
And that tiny tweak in dosage makes all the difference.
Exactly. See, at these low doses, LDN seems to work by temporarily blocking opioid receptors in the body. But here's the fascinating part, that blocking action actually triggers a kind of rebound effect. The body, in response, starts churning out more endorphins.
Endorphins, those are our body's natural mood boosters, right? But how does a surge in those feel-good chemicals translate into something like easing the symptoms of Crohn's disease or MS?
That's where things get really interesting, because those endorphins LDN is encouraging, they're not just about making us feel happy or relaxed, they actually play a crucial role in regulating our immune response.
Regulating, meaning
Yeah.
keeping things in check. Because we know with autoimmune disorders, it's like the immune system goes a little haywire, starts attacking healthy tissues.
Precisely. And studies, like one published in Pharmacological Reports back in 2018, have found that LDN can actually boost the activity of regulatory T cells, often called Tregs. These Tregs are like the peacekeepers of your immune system. They suppress those overly aggressive immune responses, helping to reduce inflammation.
Okay, so it's like LDN comes in, nudges those endorphin levels up, and suddenly you've got these Tregs saying, "All right, everyone, settle down. Let's not attack our own team here."
I like that analogy. And this is where LDN's potential in managing autoimmune disorders really comes into focus, because we're seeing some promising results, especially in conditions like multiple sclerosis.
MS, right, where the immune system mistakenly attacks the protective covering of nerve fibers.
Exactly. And there was this case study published in Multiple Sclerosis and Related Disorders where they followed a 45-year-old woman with relapsing remitting MSX. After just 3 months of LDN therapy, she had a significant decrease in the frequency and severity of her relapses. Fewer flare-ups, less severe symptoms. Pretty remarkable.
That's incredible. But what about other conditions like Crohn's disease or lupus? Are we seeing similar trends there?
Well, more large-scale clinical trials are really needed, but the early results are cautiously optimistic, I'd say. Take Crohn's, for example. There was a study in the World Journal of Gastroenterology where they looked at LDN's effect on patients with mild to moderate Crohn's. They found that LDN, taken daily for 12 weeks, led to a big improvement in symptoms. Over 60% of the participants had a reduction of at least 100 points on the Crohn's Disease Activity Index. That's huge for people suffering from this condition.
Wow. Okay, so definitely some promising leads there. It's not even just about making those symptoms a little easier to live with, right? From the materials you sent, especially the health reset button, it seems like LDN might actually be able to slow down how fast some of these diseases progress.
That's right. And that's a game changer, especially for conditions like MS. If we can protect those nerve fibers from further damage, that's huge.
Huge. And what really caught my attention is that this whole LDN thing, this ability to kind of, I don't know, tamp down the immune response and chill out inflammation, it seems like that could be helpful for way more than just autoimmune disorders.
Exactly. And that's what's so fascinating about LDN. It's like this key that seems to unlock potential in all these different areas,
Yeah.
even things like cancer care, neurological
Oh, it's
disorders.
a whole other level.
Oh.
So let's talk cancer for a minute. How does LDN fit into that picture?
Well, we know that chronic inflammation can create this environment where cancer cells can really take hold and thrive. It's like inflammation gives them a foothold. And while LDN is definitely not a replacement for those conventional cancer treatments, chemotherapy, radiation, but
Right, the big guns.
exactly. There's research suggesting that it could make those treatments even more effective.
So it's like LDN is working behind the scenes, boosting the impact of those other treatments.
Exactly. There was this study, published in Oncotargets in Therapy, and they found that when LDN was used alongside chemotherapy in patients with advanced colorectal cancer, it actually seemed to improve how well they responded to the chemo. They think LDN's anti-inflammatory effects might make the cancer cells a bit more vulnerable to those chemo drugs.
Wow. And it's not just about making the treatments themselves work better. The materials also touched on how LDN might be able to help with those brutal side effects that can come with cancer treatment.
Absolutely. Chemotherapy especially can really take a toll on the body. Debilitating fatigue, nausea, weakened immune system, the list goes on. And there's growing evidence that LDN might be able to help people feel a little better while going through those treatments.
Give them back some quality of life during a really tough time.
Right. Like there's this study in supportive care in cancer where they found that LDN significantly reduced nausea and vomiting in women undergoing treatment for breast cancer, which anyone who's been through chemo knows that's a big deal.
That's huge. It's one thing to fight the disease, but another thing entirely to be able to like function and live your life during treatment. Okay, so we've got LDN potentially easing symptoms, maybe even slowing disease progression for autoimmune disorders. We've got it possibly helping make cancer treatment more effective and maybe even a little easier to handle. But then there's this whole other area, neurological disorders, Parkinson's, Alzheimer's. Those seem so different from something like Crohn's disease.
They do seem very different on the surface, you're right. But what's amazing is that here too, inflammation seems to be playing a big role in how these diseases develop and progress.
Inflammation, the common thread, it's like the bad guy in so many different health scenarios.
It really is. Take Alzheimer's, for example. Research suggests that chronic inflammation in the brain, we call it neuroinflammation, might contribute to the formation of those amyloid plaques and tau tangles in the brain.
And those plaques and tangles, those are basically what mess up communication between brain cells,
yeah,
right? Leading to that cognitive decline that we see in Alzheimer's patients.
Yes, exactly. So some researchers believe that if we can find ways to dampen down that inflammatory response in the brain, we might be able to slow down how quickly Alzheimer's progresses.
And that's where our friend LDN comes in again.
Right. Because it seems to be so effective at calming down inflammation.
But how does LDN even get into the brain? I thought we had that blood-brain barrier that's supposed to be like a fortress around our brains, keeping out any substances that don't belong.
It is. It's an incredibly selective filter. But research suggests that LDN might actually be able to cross the blood-brain barrier. Maybe because of its molecular structure, maybe because of how it interacts with the immune system. It's still not totally clear.
So it's like LDN has a backstage pass to the most exclusive club in our body.
You could say that. And this ability to actually get into the brain is why LDN is so exciting for neurological conditions. There was a 2020 study published in Parkinson's disease where they found that when they gave LDN to mice with a model of Parkinson's disease, it actually seemed to protect the dopamine-producing neurons in their brains.
Those are the cells that are being destroyed by Parkinson's, right?
Yeah.
Wow. So we're not just talking about reducing inflammation in the brain, but potentially even shielding those crucial brain cells from damage. Pretty incredible. And speaking of incredible, the materials also mentioned LDN's potential for mental health. That seems like a whole other frontier.
It really is fascinating because it gets into what we now know about the gut-brain connection, this really intricate communication network between our gut microbiome and our brains.
Wait, hold up. Our gut bacteria are like talking to our brains? How does that even work?
It's wild, right? So we have trillions of bacteria living in our gut. They make up our gut microbiome. And those bacteria produce all these different signaling molecules that can actually influence our brain chemistry and how our brains function.
That's mind-blowing.
It really is. And you know it plays a key role in that communication. Inflammation.
Of course. Inflammation always finds a way to be involved, doesn't it? But how does LDN fit into this whole gut-brain conversation?
Well, some research suggests that LDN, because it's so good at reducing inflammation AND, because it seems to be able to have an impact on the gut microbiome itself, it might actually help to improve that communication between the gut and the brain.
So it's like LDN is coming in as a peacemaker, smoothing things over in both the gut and the brain. And that could have big implications for our mood, anxiety, basically how we feel mentally overall, right?
Precisely. And while the research is still in its early stages, a 2022 study in the Journal of Neuroinflammation found that when they gave LDN to mice who were exposed to chronic stress, it actually made them less anxious and improved their cognitive function. And they think those benefits were at least partly due to LDN's ability to reduce inflammation in both the gut and the brain.
Wow. Okay, so we've covered LDN's potential in autoimmune disorders, its possible role in cancer, and now its potential impact on these neurological and mental health conditions. It's pretty clear that this little drug has some serious range.
It does. But it's so important to remember that LDN isn't some kind of miracle cure. While the research is promising, we need more large-scale clinical trials to really understand its long-term effects. And we need to figure out what the optimal dosages are for all these different potential uses.
Right. It's not a one-size-fits-all thing. Which brings us to a really important point for our listeners. So let's say someone listening is thinking, okay, LDN, intriguing, maybe something I should look into. What's the responsible next step? Can they just, like, call their doctor and ask for a prescription?
Well, it's great to be proactive, but it's not quite that straightforward. As we've talked about, LDN is still considered off-label for a lot of those conditions we discussed.
Off-label, meaning the FDA hasn't officially approved it for those specific uses yet, even though it's approved for other things.
Right. Like opioid addiction, that's the main one. And while many doctors are totally open to exploring off-label uses for medications, you really want to find a healthcare provider who is familiar with LDN specifically. They'll want to look at your medical history, any other meds you're taking, and figure out the right dose for you.
And dosage seems especially important with LDN, right? We're talking about low-dose naltrexone, so getting that dose right is crucial.
Absolutely. They usually start people on a very low dose and gradually increase it until they find that sweet spot, the dose that gives the most benefit with the fewest side effects.
And speaking of side effects, we've touched on how LDN is generally considered pretty safe, but it's always good to know what to expect. What are some of the common ones people might experience?
Most people tolerate LDN really well, especially at those lower doses. But some people do get some mild temporary side effects. Things like trouble sleeping, maybe some vivid dreams, headaches, or a little nausea.
And those usually go away on their own, or you can tweak the timing of the dose to help, right?
Exactly. Like if someone's having trouble sleeping, taking LDN earlier in the day instead of at bedtime can sometimes do the trick. The key is to keep that line of communication open with your doctor. Everyone responds to medications a bit differently.
It's about finding what works for you, not just following a one-size-fits-all approach. And I think that goes for so much of healthcare these days.
Absolutely. It's a partnership. You and your healthcare provider working together. And that means having open, honest conversations, asking questions, really understanding both the potential benefits and the risks of any treatment, including LDN.
Right. Being an informed advocate for your own health, that's so crucial. This isn't about blindly following the latest health trend. It's about arming yourself with good information, having those conversations with your doctor, and then making the best decisions for your own personal health journey.
Couldn't have said it better myself. And, you know, exploring this whole world of LDN really highlights just how complex and interconnected our bodies are.
Yeah.
Who would have guessed that a medication originally created for addiction could have these ripple effects on things like autoimmunity, cancer, neurological disorders, even our mental well-being?
It's mind-blowing, and I think it really speaks to the power of research, of asking questions and being open to new possibilities. Who knows what other discoveries are out there just waiting to be found?
That's the exciting part. And for you, our listeners, we hope that diving into LDN with us today has given you some new knowledge to consider, sparked your curiosity, and maybe even got you thinking about your own health in a new way. Keep asking questions, keep exploring, and keep those conversations going with your healthcare providers.
Great advice. And on that note, that's a wrap for this deep dive. We'll be back soon with more explorations at the frontiers of health and medicine. Until then, stay curious.